This is Houston Matters. I'm Maggie Martin. A new book offers a comprehensive statewide picture of environmental issues and conservation efforts across Texas. The Texas Landscape Project Nature and People compiled data from several agencies and groups to offer a better look at the environmental state of Texas. David Todd, Executive Director for the Conservation History Association of Texas, and Jonathan Ogren, Principal at Ciclo Group, wrote the book. I recently sat down with them to discuss how the project came together.
Well, it started in 2011, and it was a successor to a project called the Texas Legacy Project. It was an oral history of environmental stories and conservation efforts in Texas. And our publisher, Texas A&M Press, asked us to build on it. So we took that collection of stories, idiosyncratic, subjective stories from lots of conservationists around the state, and sort of segued to maps and trying to use data, big data, from all sorts of federal, state, and academic sources to make maps. So we went from an auditory kind of record to one that's very visual. And we're hoping that both these two books, Texas Legacy Project and then this current one, Texas Landscape Project, will open up environmental stories for everybody with more accessible ways to think about these things.
Was it ever a challenge to capture accurate data over a five-year span?
Capturing geographic data is always a challenge. Like David said, this is one of the first places where we were really investing in that idea of big data. And over the last couple decades, the U.S. government, municipalities, and other people have been collecting that geographic information. But within Texas, there's no real clearinghouse for all of that information, and different entities updated at different times. And one of the things, and I think maybe David, you might want to comment on that, is how did we bring all that data together, which was a challenge throughout the process?
Well, so a lot of this data is sort of concealed and hidden, but it is available. And I think that's one of the encouraging things. You have to go through open records requests. You need to go to a lot of agencies and bureaucracies and do a little begging and pleading. And people can be very cooperative, and they were in our case. So we really relied on a lot of researchers and agency officials who've collected this data over years, and we feel really obligated to them. But one thing I wanted to sort of emphasize is that some of this data has a shelf life. And I really hope that these agencies can continue to develop the data because, you know, these things evolve and there are trends and there are changes over time. And one example I'll give is that there's one chapter about the recovery of the Kemp's Ridley sea turtle, which has really been a straight line recovery from the early 60s when they were almost wiped off the face of the planet until about 5 or 6 years ago, when we had the Deepwater Horizon spill. And since then, the populations have really dropped off significantly, and the recovery has really stalled. And so that's just, a kind of message to all of us that we always need to be updating data and trying to make sure that we get the most current picture of the natural world around us.
And with that in mind, does that make this more of an ongoing sort of project?
Well, we've just published this book, and we're very excited about it, and went through about 5 years of work to make it happen. And we're thinking about how we can get this out to the public right now, and that's, of course, why we're talking to you. But we're also trying to understand how that data can live on, how students can use this, and how decision makers can use this type of information to inform how we use land in Texas better. So ideally, we would like to see it live on.
I think one way that it could live on is we have a companion website. It's called texaslandscape.org. And so we're able to update the maps and the animated maps and the audio files that are there that explain a lot of these visual images. And, of course, it's much easier to update a website than it is to reprint and re-edit a book. So we're hoping to at least try to keep this data and these stories current through the website.
Jonathan, describe this atlas for me. What does it look like?
Well, we looked at 40 different issues, and they come under different categories: land, energy, water, the built world. And what we try to do with each one is look at a narrative, look at how we could display it geographically with visuals, look at how tables could complement that information. And so what we were trying to do is find how these complex issues could be broken down into pieces that Texas citizens could use, understand better, anywhere from the monarch to Houston subsidence to the saving of the bison herd by Charles Goodnight in the Panhandle, to thinking about the ozone layer, how the state of Texas had an impact nationally and internationally on it. So within each of the topics that we cover, those 40 different environmental issues within those categories, we look at the narrative story, people who played a role, looked at the geographic information, a number of maps complementing that narrative story, and then tables that can allow us all to understand the data that is embedded in these relatively complex environmental issues, but makes them more approachable to Texas citizens.
And why do you think that is important, that this be something that can be grasped by anybody in Texas? Why do you think that's important for them to know about this information?
Well, we all live in Texas. We all live on the land. We're dependent on it. So if you look at some of the major issues that have happened in Houston recently, when you're looking at the flooding issue in Houston, when you're thinking about the storm season beginning, when you're thinking about our water supplies, that affects all citizens of Texas, different ways in different places. But those are critical issues that if we know more about them and we make better land use decisions, we're going to have a more interesting and a more functional environment to live in.
What are some other environmental issues that are specific to the greater Houston region that really make it different compared to the rest of the state?
Well, I think the one issue that's of course been a highlight for a lot of us is, and this is coming up this fall, is that we have storm season. We have the coastal storm threat of tropical storms and of course of hurricanes. And I think we've all got to sort of figure out how we can mitigate the kind of threat of these natural hazards that are, you know, pretty regular visitors to the Texas coast. And part of it is how we build and where we build, what kind of materials we use, how close to the ocean we are. Some of it is about how we insure our properties. So there are lots of sort of policy decisions and individual decisions that come into how we get affected by these you know, natural hazards.
And how would you like to see the information that you both have gathered from this project or for this project? How would you like to see policymakers utilize the results you've come up with?
I think there are a couple levels to that. One is that since this is sort of a data-driven book, and we feel very indebted to the folks that contributed, you know, lifetimes of work to the kind of stories and maps that we've created, that we want to make sure that there's support for the U.S. Geological Survey and for the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and for the Texas Water Development Board and other agencies and academic institutions to continue developing these data, because this is really the story of our environment. And it's really important that sort of data continue to be available, because these issues do evolve and you need to have the latest data possible.
And going back to the idea, so twofold on that. So going back to what is unique to Houston and realizing that storm surge also is involved with other issues. So if you think about the Houston subsidence issue, where in some areas in the Houston area, the ground has literally sunk 10 feet over a 100-year period as a result of groundwater pumping and other issues as well. And then you can start looking at some of the more recent rain events that are phenomenal rain events that have happened in the Houston area. But look at layering on top of that issues associated with development by municipal utility districts, looking at sprawl issues, and looking at previous work to mitigate flooding. And you start to create this mosaic of different issues, and understanding those together is of critical importance as we move forward for decision makers and land use policy.
That was Jonathan Ogren, principal at Siglo Group, and David Todd, executive director for the Conservation History Association of Texas. Their book is The Texas Landscape Project, Nature and People. They'll be in Houston to discuss their book on July 18th. You can find more information on all our author interviews under the Books tab at HoustonMatters.org.